弟兄姐妹觉得刚才雅歌小组唱的诗歌好不好听？
Brothers and sisters, what do you think about that musical presentation?
Very good, huh? Yeah. I think it should happen in the English congregation as well, right?
I know that this is 这个也是在中英文堂也有这样子的献诗。
诗歌基本上很多人都很爱听。
Hymns and inspiration music is something that everybody enjoy listening to.
这个世界上有千万首的诗歌。
On this earth, there are so many thousands of millions of songs.
古今中外的人都写了很多很多的诗歌。
From ancient times to contemporary times, there are so many musicians that have written so many songs.
有的人写歌是为了某一个族群的人而写的。
Someone might have written a song for a specific group of people.
有些人写歌是单单为一个人而写的。
And someone will author songs specifically only for one person.
比如说那些爱情的歌曲。
Especially those that are love songs.
就单单只为我所爱的人来唱。
It's only, you know, directionally towards the one that you love.
今天我要跟大家讲的一个题目是我要跟大家介绍一首歌。
And today I would like to introduce a song to you.
这首歌呢是每一个人都应该听的歌。
And this is a song that everybody ought to hear and listen.
这个做这首诗歌的人他很希望每一个人都可以听到他这首歌。
This author had the desire that everyone will be able to hear the song.
他不单是用唱的，他甚至这个拿着他的一把竖琴，那么呢，就走在街上，在那里唱着。
Not only did he use his voice vocally to express the song, and he also will bring along a musical instrument like a harp and go onto the street sides and the sidewalks and sing that song.
他不希望只是坐在室内的人听得见。
And he did not want to only have the people that live in the inner city have the privilege to listen to the song.
他希望走在街上的人都能够听见他要唱的歌。
He would like everybody on the roads, on the side streets, everyone to be able to hear this song.
今天你所读到的诗篇四十九篇一开始就第一节就告诉你说，万民啊，你们都当听。
Especially like the psalm that we read today, this morning, in verse 1, it says, Hear this, all you peoples.
而且他告诉我们，不管你是属于这一个社会上哪一个阶层的人。
Here is telling us that no matter, regardless of what kind of people you are, what level of society and what group you're in,
你是上流社会的也好，你是这个底层的工人也好。
Whether your lifestyle is in the higher up society or whether your life is in a lowly poverty area.
不管你是富足的也好，你是贫穷的也好。
Regardless of whether you're rich or poor.
他说，我要跟你讲智慧的言语。
I would like to tell you, I want to tell you words of wisdom.
他说，我要跟你讲的这个东西不是很容易明白的。
The words that I'm going to tell you, share with you, is not that easy to understand.
它甚至有点像是谜语。
It's a little bit like a riddle.
什么叫做谜语？
What is a riddle?
啊，你听过谜语没有？
Have you heard of riddles before?
那给你的感觉，为什么叫做谜语？
So, how do you feel? You know, what do you get out of this riddle?
中文的话，谜这个字呢，就有那个意思，就这个你不容易猜着的意思，好像迷了路一样。
In Chinese, the word riddle, part the first part of it is kind of like a mystic. You know, you're trying to look for it, you're trying to uncover.
也就是说，他今天要告诉我们的这个道理、这个信息呢，不是每一个人都能够了解、都能够懂的。
He is telling us that the words to this, the lyrics and the words to this song, is not.Easily understandable by everyone.
当然，我没有给大家太多的时间。但是，如果你把整篇诗篇，刚才我们读过一遍，你能够有机会仔细的去阅读的话。
Today we don't have a lot of time, but at your own leisure, I would encourage you to read the lyrics of this song in detail carefully.
如果你要给这一 这一首歌取一个歌名，你想你的歌名会是什么？
If you want to, you know, give this song, a specific song, a title, what kind of title will you give it?
我看了很久以后，我看到了，我可以给它取一个名字。
I read the song for a little while, and I think I can, you know, maybe try my best to give a title.
这个歌呢，歌名不怎么好听。
The name of this title is not especially, you know, very nice to listen to the ears.
这个歌名叫做《人死如畜类》。
People are rough people.
啊，不是，畜类就是 like beasts.
Humans are like beasts.
No, the death of human is like a beast. Well, anyway, 为什么我这样的取给他名字呢？
Why would I give it such a title?
因为基本上这首歌它有两节。
Because in this particular song, there are two separate parts.
第一节是从这一个第五节到第十二节。
The first part is from verse 5 through 12.
第二节是从第十三节到二十节。
And the second part is from verse 13 through 20.
如果你仔细地看12节还有20节的经文，
If you carefully read verse 12 and verse 20,
这两节是不是看起来很像啊？
These two verses look very similar.
12节说，但人居尊贵中不能长久，如同死亡的畜类一样。
But man, despite his riches, does not endure. He is like the beasts that perish.
二十节说，人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。
And the other verse says, a man who has riches without understanding is like the beast that perish.
这两节看起来很一样的，就好像我们今天在写诗歌的时候有所谓的副歌。
I mean, these two verses have some similarities and differences. It's kind of like, you know, the chorus that we write today in music.
对吗？副歌我们都是重复同样的一句话，
It's kind of like the chorus, we repeat and repeat.
常常那个副歌就是他信息要表达的中心。
And the chorus usually, you know, trying to convey a specific message.
所以我说我把他这个歌名呢，就取叫做《人死如畜类》。
And so that's why I give it a title is that humans' death are like beasts.
这个歌。有那么重要这么难听的那个歌名可以是变成是每一个人要听的歌。
But how come, you know, with such a, you know, kind of a ugly title, but how come everybody should listen to it?
事实上这个作诗人告诉我们说，因为这里面所要讲的道理是很奥秘。
Because the author is trying to convey to us that it is very, very mystical.The meaning in here are very deep.
所以他不但是要用好像比喻的方式把它说出来。
Not only did he use, you know, proverbs and examples.
他好像谜语一样的。
It's kind of like the riddle.
是需要被解开的。
It needs to be looked upon and be able to take it apart.
就好像主耶稣在讲比喻的时候，他往往还要再加上一个解释。
It's very similar to when Jesus preached, he used parables, and most of the time he needs to add upon and enhance the parable for a specific message.
然后他说，还不是每一个人都能够懂得的，是那个跟随他的门徒才能够懂得。
Even then, he says that not everyone will understand it. Only those disciples and followers of his will have a little bit of understanding.
那不但如此，他说为了帮助大家能够明白我要传讲的这个信息呢，我不但是要用比喻，而且我要用音乐来帮助。
And this author not only used proverbs to help us, but he also used a musical instrument to try to convey his message to us.
所以他说我拿着一把的竖琴。
That's why he says I have a piece of a harp in my arms.
我们都知道很多很重要的这一个道理呢，很难用长篇大论去说它。
We all understand that, you know, when it's a critical message, it's not that easy for us. Sometimes, you know, we use all these long-winded words to express a specific message.
但是有的时候，一首短的，用短的音乐、短的乐曲来表达呢，却能够把一个人的心境呢，表达的比较的这一个深入。 啊、比较的透彻。
And sometimes, most of the time, we use, you know, a song that uses concise words, and very specifically, it brings out and expresses the passion and the emotion of the words.
唱那个跟爱人唱的歌不就是这样的吗？
It's very similar to the songs, the love songs that we sing to our loved ones.
可能表达里面的那个爱情的感觉，不是吗？
I mean, it's trying to convey and express your deep love for them.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.Love you more than I can say.
很流行的英文歌哈。
什么意思呢？那个最早为什么用 oi 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 呢？就讲不出来啊。
为什么 ？Why did they use the o o o? Because they ran out of words. They don't know how to express themselves.
Because more than what I can say. 但是呢，那个听到他歌的那个他被他爱的那个人，听了心里很舒服。
And the ones that the person that the song was sung to feels so good inside.
音乐是有它的功效的。
Music is very powerful.
今天写这首诗歌人说，他要透过这一首的音乐告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
And today, there's an author is trying to use music to convey to us a very critical message.
时间的关系，我不能够很详细的来说。
Due to time, I would not go into a lot of details today.
那我会简单的跟大家讲第一节讲的什么。
But I can tell you that, you know, the first verse, what does it tell us?
它主要要告诉我们的就是，这世界上尊贵的人的财富不能长久。
Here is time to try to tell us that, you know, on this earth, people with riches is not eternal.
这个世界上很多人很有钱。
On this earth, there's so many rich people and wealthy people.
今天的人看金钱怎么看法呢？
And today, what is our attitude towards money?
不管我们用任何的方法、任何的途径，只要我们能够挣到钱，那就是成功的人。
When we try all our efforts, try all our means and all our ways to make more money.
当你有钱的时候，你就在这个世界上就有地位。
So when you have all those money and riches, then you have a position, a stature in society.
你就几乎可以做到无所不能做的事。
And it seems like there's nothing that you cannot do.
这个世界上也有很多的贫穷人。
On this world, there are also many people in poverty.
所以很多时候我们就会有一个思想，为什么我这么穷？
And sometimes we might, you know, contemplate and says, why am I so poor?
为什么他这么富有？
How come he is so wealthy?
而且这首诗歌写的个人说，不但这些有钱人很有钱，他还用钱来压迫我。
Not only do these people have money, but they also use their riches to oppress me.
第五节他说，在患难的日子，奸恶随我脚跟，四面环绕我。
And in verse 5, it says that, you know, why should I feel when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me?
他没有告诉我们是什么原因。
He did not say the reason why.
有可能是这个有钱的人用金钱来压他。
Maybe, you know, the rich people are using the money to oppress them.
也许是他没有钱向他借钱，他要他。向他要求这个高利贷。
Or maybe you know the one in poverty was looking upon the rich person for a loan, and the rich person was charging him a high interest.
对我来说，更有可能是什么？像今天的所谓的贫富的差距。
And most likely it's kind of like today in our modern times, it's like the gap between the rich and the poor.
前几天这一个我看到台湾的一个报纸这个新闻里面这样讲到，现在台湾的贫富的差距从十年前的这一个20%的差距，现在已经变成到30%，不是20倍的差距变成30倍的差距。
And recently, you know, I read in a paper from Taiwan saying that the gap between the poor and the rich have increased.From 200 times to 300 times.
这个有钱人的这个有钱呢，把这个物价抬得非常的高。
Because the people that are rich have raised up, you know, the stature and the and you know the importance of this money.
大家一定有听到现在所谓的 M 型的社会。
And we have most likely heard about this, the Model M society.
穷的人很穷，富的人很富。
The poor people are so, so poor, and the rich people are so, so rich.
那不管是什么原因,
I mean, regardless of the specific reasons,
没有钱人感觉到压力非常的大。
The poor people feel a lot of pressure upon them.
于是我们就会有一种想法，有钱真好。
I mean, to lead us to erroneously feel that, oh my, you know, if I'm rich, that would be so nice.
没有钱的日子真是苦啊。
Without money, oh my, my life is miserable.
但是这首诗歌的作者要告诉我们说，请你把眼睛张大一点。
But the author of this song says, open up your eyes, open wide your eyes.
我要告诉你几件事情是用金钱买不到的。
I want to share with you there are certain things that money cannot buy.
第六节他首先讲到的是什么？财富不能够买赎救恩。
And here in verse 7 it says that money cannot redeem the life.
Yeah. 这个你的财富不能够买赎你的救恩呢。
Money cannot buy the redemption of your life.
这里的讲到是说，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，这个是何本写的。
And here it says that no man can buy the, can redeem the life of another, means their own brother.
但是在有一些的版本里面是这样翻的，一个也无法赎回自己。
And some other translation would say, no man can redeem the life of themselves, their own life.
换句话说，人的灵魂不是你用金钱可以去买赎的。
Our souls cannot be purchased.
不管你愿意出多高昂的代价。
No matter how high of a price you want to present.
当你需要这一个让你的亲人能够多活一点寿命的时候，你也没有办法用金钱去买到。
Especially when you really have the desire for your loved ones to live a few more days, a little bit longer.Money cannot do anything.
当一个人的灵魂即将跟他的身体分开的时候，没有人能够用金钱来做些什么。
When the human body, physical body, separate from the own soul, there's nothing anyone can do about it.
我们都知道台湾有一个首富叫做郭台铭先生。
We also know that in Taiwan there's a very rich man called Mr. Guo.
前几年当他的这个原配妻子过世的时候
Several years ago when his first wife passed away
可能外面的人看不出来但其实他非常的悲痛
Maybe you know, people from outside did not realize how painful he was emotionally
我在中华贵族的时候有一个长老是他底下的人
I mean when I was at a Chinese for Christ Church there was an elder that was onceThe acquaintance with him.
我看到郭台铭在为他妻子办丧事的时候，我那个长老的太太就陪在他的旁边。
And I've witnessed how you know this the wife of this elder was on by the side of this man when he was going through this memorial service for his wife.
根据他给我的描述
，from my recollection, he can be described as.
那个时候这个郭董他有一个感觉他手中又有全世界的财富但是救回不了自己妻子的性命。
He has all the wealth in his hand, but he cannot rescue his wife's life.
弟兄姐妹当我们面对死亡的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we are facing death,
不要说是救别人的。
Not only let's not talk about saving others.
连我们自己也是自身难保的，你知道吗
？Including ourselves, we cannot even save our own.
第二点，这个作诗人说，有钱的人不但不能够买赎灵魂，就是你在这个世界上，你也不能够增添寿数。
And the author was telling us also, not only you cannot purchase, you know, using money to purchase life for others, but you cannot even increase one day of longevity.
他说第七节说，这种人不知道那个金钱不能够叫他长远活着，不能够叫他的身体不见朽坏。
People do not understand that money cannot, you know, save them from decay, cannot give them a one day increase in their longevity.
多久人活得多久叫做长寿？
How long do people live is considered a good longevity?
告诉我，几岁
？Anybody say how old is a person to consider that person is lived long?
100岁，我们当中恐怕现在还没有一个人100岁。
Nobody is 100 years old now in among us today, right?
能够长命百岁已经不错了。
And we can live long, that's already pretty good.
但是我要告诉你，圣经里面有一个人至少活了120岁。
I'll tell you, in the Bible, there was one person who lived 120 years.
这个人叫做摩西。
And his name is Moses.
摩西怎么样形容人的一生呢？
How did Moses describe life?
摩西形容自己的一生的时候，他说人的一生所度尽的年岁好像是一生的叹息啊。
Moses said,
we
finish our years with a moan.
坦白讲啊，没有一个人能够骄傲到说我可以永远活着。
Nobody can be so proud and arrogant of themselves and says, I can live forever.
你这个世界上不管你能够活多久，你有多少的钱财。
No matter how much money you have and how long you can live.
圣经说你我就只是一口气而已。
And the Bible says that all we are is just a breath.
这口气没有了。
When we do not have this breath.
你就结束了。
Then we are finished.
你没有办法用你的金钱让你长远活着。
We cannot use our money to add longevity.
这就是为什么主耶稣告诉我们说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, "What good will it be if a man, if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul?"
在这一段这第一节里面还告诉我们金钱第三件事情不能做的。
And here also tell us the third thing that money cannot do for us.
财富不能够让人留名千古。
And with wealth, you cannot, you know, help you to leave your name, through history.
我们其实很多人都知道的这一个我们的钱财是带不走的。
We all know that we cannot bring our riches with us.
但是很多人很奇怪的一个想法就是，好，我不能够留财，但至少我得留名啊。
A lot of people will say, "Hey, if I cannot bring my riches, maybe I can leave, you know, a name, my name."
有钱的人怎么留名呢？
So wealthy people, how do they leave a name for themselves?
啊，东南亚人，这个我们亚洲人特别懂的。
And our Asians, we know that very well.
我们要买那个。最好的土地。
We'll go out and buy a really good plot of land in the cemetery.
然后呢，这个建最大的坟墓。
And we will put up the biggest headstone.
让我们可以就这一个啊埋葬在那里。
And then we will be buried there.
上面写的这一个几个大字。
And on the headstone have these big.Characters.
有我的名字在上面。
And the name of the person.
为什么要用这个墓碑石碑呢？
How can we use this big headstone?
因为只有名字刻在石碑上才能够久一点嘛。
Because when your name is carved in it, then supposedly it could last a little bit longer.
有钱的人不但是这样，而且他们要找的地呢，听说还要是要一块福地。
Not only rich people, you know, will do that. They also will go out and supposedly go out and purchase a plot of blessed land.
因为听说这样可以造福子孙呐。
Because they kind of think that they could, you know, pass on the blessings to their generations and generations to come.
那如果你觉得这个还不够，你还可以买一块龙穴。
And if this is not, you know, sufficient, and there's also this idea that people can go out and buy this piece of land, it's called the dragon's lair.
那你就可以有这个帝王的一个福相的。
So then you have the best piece of land out of the whole cemetery.
陈水扁总统当选的时候，人说他的祖坟是在龙穴上面。
When President Chen assumed his position as the president of Taiwan, people were saying that his ancestors were buried in such a piece of land.
我不知道他现在被关在监牢里面的时候，人说那块地是什么地，我不知道。
Now that he's sitting in prison, I don't know what people would say about that plot of land.
写这个诗篇的人，他要告诉我们什么呢？
What is this author trying so hard to tell us?
我们以为我们可以把我们用我们的财富去留名。
And we think that we can use our wealth to leave a name for ourselves.
还有一种留名的方式。
And there's another way to leave a name for ourselves.
我知道我的钱财不能带走。
I know that I cannot take, you know, my wealth with me.
但至少我可以留给我的后代子孙。
But at least I can leave it for my generation, my future generations to come.
这是我们李家的钱。
And this is the assets of the Chen family.
一定要留给姓陈的。
And we have to pass it down to someone with the last name of Chan.
那我一定要留给姓李的。
And also when for the family name was Li, the same strategy. We have to leave the assets to the people that have the last names.
那我们就觉得这样就安全了。
And we feel that is pretty safe and secure.
请你听我念几句所罗门王的话。
And I will share with you the words from Solomon.
所罗门在传道书第二章这个第八节开始的时候，第二章十八节开始的时候，他说这一个我所得来的必留给我以后的人。
Whatever I have gained, I want to leave it from my future generations.
可是我有一个问题。
But then I have one problem.
我要留给他的那一个人是智慧的，是愚昧的，谁能知道呢？
But then I have an issue. How do I know the person I pass those assets along, whether that person is a foolish person or that person is a wise person?
我都不知道他是聪明还笨的，可是我竟然要把我一生劳碌的全都给他。
I mean, I don't even know that whether the person is foolish or wise, and then I'm going to be leaving everything I labored and toiled for and leave it for that person.
所罗门说，这真是Empty 啊，虚空的虚空啊。
Everything is in vain.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们不能够看到这样子
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not have the same understanding,
我们是一个缺少智慧的人。
We are the one that lack wisdom.
我忘记到底是小说还是电影啊。
I don't remember whether it was a novel or a new movie.
有一个故事是这样讲的，说有一个人他早上起来。
The story goes like one morning this person got up.
打开报纸一看。
Open up the newspaper and start reading it.
让他吓一跳。
But then he was in awe.
这个报纸上写的日期居然是六个月以后的事情。
And the date of this newspaper was dated 6 months from that day.
哎呦，他就觉得这个到底怎么回事啊？我知道了，这印刷厂印错了。
And then he was saying, "What happened?" And then he says, "Oh, maybe you know, it was a printing error."
没有想到，他再仔细一看，连刊载的新闻都是六个月以后才会发生的事情。
And he was so, you know, surprised to read that the news are also dated like, you know, from6 months ago.
他就打开体育版看看。
So he opened up the sports section.
看见里面比赛的项目和比赛的分数报道都是还没有开始比赛的那些的球赛。
And he was looking at, you know, the score for the games and those games are not even played yet.
然后他就再打开财经版。
And then he opened up the finance section.
他看见那里的财经的报告，还有股票的涨跌，也是六个月以后的事情。
And he was looking at, you know, reading this financial status and the rising and up and the downfall of the stocks were all like 6 months from that day.
哦，这个人很懂得赚钱，马上灵机一动。
So that person is very, you know, strategic in making money. So right away he has a thought.
我现在我居然可以知道六个月以后的这个股票是什么价格。
Now that I know what is the situation 6 months from now in the stock market.
其实你也蛮会做生意的哈，这个会怎么办？你知道了又怎么做哈
？So Peter, you seem to be a businessman. So what would you do in that situation?
哎呀，他就想到我可以这一个。知道哪一天是这个涨是跌，那么我就买进股票或者是出清股票。
Well, now that I know the ups and downs of these stocks, the different stocks, I can just trade them accordingly.
那我一定可以成为一个亿万富翁。
I'm pretty sure I can be a billionaire overnight.
甚至可以成为世界上最有钱的人。
And maybe I could be the most wealthiest person on earth.
让他感觉非常非常的兴奋。
So he was so excited.
后来他就再多翻几页。
As he, you know, read a few more pages.
就看到这个广告版
and he saw the advertisement section.
上面也有那个附文的广告
and also there was a editorial section. No.
什么叫附文？知道哈？年轻的可能不大听得懂啊。啊，就专门报告这个人死掉的事情的。
It's a section to for the deceased to report, you know, who had died.
他突然发现他的照片、名字还有简单的生平事例也出现在那里呢。
And also, he saw his own, you know, brief bibliography and biography in that section.
哎呀，看到这样的广告跟新闻的时候，让他震撼不已啊！
So when he read that news, he was so astonished. He was shocked.
刚才那种的兴奋的心情呢，突然之间被他自己的死讯呢，就完全给淹没了。
His excitement was totally.Covered over by this sad news of his decease.
他在想，如果我六个月以后就要死了，我要赚那么多钱干什么？
So he was thinking, if I'm going to die 6 months from now, why am I, you know, trying to make so much money?
弟兄姐妹，这就是写这首诗歌人要我们去思想。
And this is the message that the author wants us to understand.
如果你能够赚这么多的钱。
If you can make so much money,
得到那么多的名声,
and you have achieved so much, you know, fame and name,
但是如果你没有未来, 你没有永恒,
but if you don't have a hope and you don't have a future,
请问一个国王之尊跟一只狮子的死亡有什么分别?
Let me ask you, what is the difference between the person with riches versus the beast?
请问一个王公贵妇跟一条狗的丧命有什么不同?
Let me ask you, what is the difference between this woman from royalty versus a simple dog?
请问一个黑帮的老大跟一头牛的死亡有什么区别吗？
What is the difference between the death of the godfather of a mafia organization versus an ox?
同样的年，我们的这些今天要受洗有几个年轻人。
And we have several young people today that are going to be baptized.
你为什么要读那么多的书?
So why do you need to study so hard?
Why?
Why?
Earn more money in the future, right?
去赚更多的钱。
But what for? For what?
为什么呢?
I don't know.
我不知道啊。
想一想, think about it.如果有一天你也死了
Think about it. If one day you face death,
假如你没有永恒，那你的死亡跟你家现在养那条狗的死亡有什么不一样？
If you don't have an eternal life, what is the difference between your death and the death of your pet dog?
好，时间的关系，我想。这一个我讲第二部分，这第二节的诗歌我就简单的讲了。
So due to time limitation, I will just briefly share with you the second part of this song.
基本上他要讲的信息是差不多的。
The basic message is very similar.
但是他要告诉我们是什么呢？说你如果以为这个钱可以带给你啊，能够带给你走，带领你走人生的道路。
If you think the money can bring you along to walk on this path of life,
你要很小心了。
You need to be very careful.
有可能你的牧者就不再是神了。
Maybe your shepherd is not God.
我们都说耶和华是我的牧者。
We say that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is our shepherd.
但是这一节圣经诗篇四十九篇这一个的。四十九篇的这一节圣经里面十四节里面告诉我们说什么？说死亡这一个呢，必作他们的牧者。
And here it says that death will be their shepherd.
我们很少看见圣经这样写的，死亡成为他们的牧者。
In verse 14 here it says, death would become their shepherd. It's not too often that the Bible will be written like that.
主耶稣告诉我们说他是好牧者，好牧人为羊舍命的。
And Jesus said that he is a good shepherd, he is a great shepherd, he will care for the sheep.
但是如果死亡做了我们的牧者了，
But if death becomes our shepherd,
会发生什么事情？
What will going to become of us?
当然他就不是好牧者了。
Of course, that is not a good shepherd.
是盗贼了。
It's a thief.
他会把羊牵到那个宰杀之地。
He will take the sheep and take it to the slaughterhouse.
在宰杀了之后他会吃尽羊的肉。
After slaughtering them, he will eat the meat of the sheep.
然后丢下所剩下的骨头。
Then he will just throw away the bones.
请问这是不是就是人的光景？
Let me ask you, is this the scenario of us humans?
不管你挣再多的钱，
No matter how much money you make,
不管你再有多少的尊贵跟荣华，
No matter how much riches and how much, you know, fame and name you have,
当死亡成为你的牧者的时候，
But when death becomes your shepherd,
你没有永恒，
Do you have eternal?
你没有盼望， 你躺在那个冰冷的坟墓里面，
You will be laying down in a cold grave.
你身上，不管你过去你是多么的漂亮，
No matter how beautiful you once were,
中国小姐，
Maybe Miss China,
亚洲先生，
And Mr. Asia,
到头来是什么？
In the end,
就是一把骨头，
It's just a bag of bones.
这就是世人的光景。
This isThe scenario of us humans.
但是感谢主，这一首诗歌第二节里边呢，它有一点点不大一样的地方。
And thanks be to God, you know, there's a little bit of a difference in this the second verse in
就是在第十五节的地方。
It's in verse 15.
这里讲，我讲的第二节是说诗歌的第二段。
When I say verse 2 is the second big part of the song.
十五节说，只是神必救赎我的灵魂，脱离阴间的权柄。
In verse 15 it says, God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself.
因他必收留我。
Because he surely take me to himself.
这个所写诗歌人说，我虽然不一定有钱。
And this author says, maybe I'm not the most rich person in the world.
但是我里面有一个东西是那个有钱的人也买不到的。
But I possess something that nobody with money can buy.
那就是我有一位神，他救我的灵魂脱离阴间的权柄。
Because I have this God that can help me to shake off and redeem me from the eternal condemnation.
死亡在我的身上没有权柄了。
Death do not have any yoke and authority over me.
虽然有一天也许我也一样要死亡。
It's true that someday, one day, I'm going to face death also.
但是我知道我的救赎主他将要再来。
But I know our Savior, Jesus Christ, will come again, will return to this earth.
他要赐给我一个复活的生命。
He's going to give me a resurrected life.
将来有一天我的身体要复活。
My body, my physical body is going to be resurrected.
我的身体要改变。
And my body is going to go through major changes.
从那个会朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
From a decayable body to a body that will never perish.
从那个暂时的变成永远的。
From temporary to eternal.
为什么我知道这个？
How come I know this?
因为我所信的神，他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督到这世界上来。
Because our Heavenly Father, He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to come onto this earth.
他为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Because of my sin, He was nailed to the cross.
他为我付出死亡的代价，为我进入了坟墓。
He paid the debt for my sin, and he went into the grave.
但第三天，他靠着神的大能，他从死里复活。
After 3 days, through the power of our Almighty God, he resurrected.
这就是我们每一个基督徒今天的盼望。
And this is the hope of all Christians today.
我们今天有四位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
And today we have four brothers and sisters that are going to be baptized.
我们在上课的时候我都告诉过你们。
When we go through the baptismal class,
你为什么要受洗？
I ask you, why do you want to be baptized?
你受洗要表达什么？
What do you want to signify?
我们用罗马书第十章第九节做说明，对吗？
And we have Romans 10 chapter verse 9。
那你说你都口里认耶稣为主，信里信神。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以我们口里承认耶稣为主，我们心里信的是什么？不单只是说我信神，信神是信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
When we confess and with our mouth, what are we saying? We're actually confessing that Jesus is Lord, and He actually resurrected from death.
所以我都有跟他们几位讲啊，我相信你们大家都知道。我知道很多人在受洗的时候呢，他也可以用不同的姿势、不同的方法。
I know that you know a lot of people when they baptize, they have different you know posture and they have different thinking.
但是我们教会在使用，或者是我自己在做洗礼的时候，我做这样的一个动作，它是有意涵的。
When we you know go through this baptismal, the act of baptism, there is a deep meaning associated with it.
我常常叫他们握住我的手。
A lot of times I ask them to hold on to my hand.
当我奉主的名把这位弟兄把他放下去的时候
When I bring the person down in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
这个代表什么？
What does that signify?
代表我们与基督一同埋葬。
That means that we will be buried together with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的罪与耶稣基督一同埋葬在坟墓里。
Our sins will be buried together with our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后当我把他从这个水里面再浮上来的时候，
But when I bring the person up from the water, what does that?
代表着我们与基督一同复活。
That means that we are resurrected together with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们做这些东西不是没有意义的。
When we do this, there's a meaning to it.
我们要向世人宣告。
We need to proclaim to the whole world.
从今以后。
From this day onward.
我们不再害怕死亡。
We will not be fearful of death.
因为我们有永远的生命。
Because we have eternal life.
这首歌。
This song.
是每一个人都应该听的歌。
It's a song that everyone ought to hear.
我希望你也能够听见。
And I also encourage you to also be able to hear the song too.
我们接着下来。
Following.
我们会这几四位弟兄姐妹，他们会在这里做一些的他们的见证。
Each of the brothers and sisters are going to be baptized. They're going to share with us their personal testimony.
我们会请这个我们的姊妹这个先上来做见证。
We will invite our sister.
然后我们按照这个次序，就是 Kathy Lane, Brian Liu, and Jeffrey Wang. Okay.
And then we will go through. The next will be Karen, and then will Kathy, and then will be Brian, and then will be Jeffrey.
各位弟兄姐妹，平安。
Peace be to you, brother and sister. My name is Hu Li Di. I came from Fujian, China. I was born in a remote area. I have never encountered or heard about church. There are no Christians surrounding me.I lived in that environment for several decades. And in the year 2002, I moved to Fujian, Sanming, the city of Sanming.
Sanming 也不算出一个好大城市。
The city of Sanming is not considered a big city.
在那里也没有见到过教会。
While I was there, I've never seen a church.
我是2009年六月份来到美国郊区的。
I came here to the Bay Area in the year 2009 in June.
刚来的时候没有碰到很多中国人。
When I first landed, I did not see too many Chinese people.
整天只能待家里。
All day long, I stayed at home.
而就白天要去上班。
When my son went to work during the day,
心里有点不习惯,
and I was really not adapting to this new environment.
后来有个周末,
finally, there was one weekend,
而就带我参加教会在山上举办一个野餐会,
my son brought me to a picnic that was organized by a church.
碰到了李世家弟兄,
I met Brother Lee.
经过他介绍我认识的季妈妈,
through him, I was introduced to Mrs. G.
季妈妈一直陪我聊天出饭,
Mrs. G was talking to me and was eating together with me.
后来季妈妈打电话叫我参加教会老年团去,
after that, Mrs. G called me up and invited me to join the senior the fellowship group.
我刚来的时候也不会读圣经，也不会唱歌。
When I first came, I do not know how to sing the songs or read the Bible.
自己觉得不好意思。
I was feeling a little bit embarrassed.
后来季妈妈安慰我说,
but then, Mrs. G was encouraging me and comforting me.
没关系。
It's okay.
你不会唱，你不会读，你会单单你会听。
If you do not know how to read, that's okay. You do not sing, that's fine too. But you know how to hear.
后来我在团体查经的时候，我就很认真的听。
So then after that, I was very, very diligently listening, to the Bible passages and the messages during fellowship time.
我还有一个电子语音电那个圣经。
I also have an audio Bible.
我自己也经常在家里听圣经。
And I oftentimes will listen to the Bible.
圣经罗马书10章9到10节说,
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9,
你若靠你认耶稣为主,
that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
心里信神叫他从死里复活,
believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
就必得救,
you will be saved.
因为人心里相信,
because you believe in your heart,
就可以称义,
and then you could be saved.
靠你承认,
when you admit it with your mouth.
还有耶稣也在路加福音12章8到9节说,
and also in the Bible in Luke, Jesus also said in chapter 12, verse 8 and 9,
还在人面前认我的人主, 在神的使者面前我必认他。
I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God.
在人面前不认我的,
in front of people do not acknowledge me.
人主在神的使者面前也必不认他。
And whoever do not acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ do not acknowledge that person either.
我听了这些话以后，我心里就信。
When I heard these words, I believed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
是神的儿子,
that he is indeed the Son of God.
信耶稣是从死里复活,
and I believe that he resurrected from death.
我主耶稣是为世上每一个人而死的,
and our Lord Jesus Christ died for every single one on earth.
主耶稣是伟大的真神,
he is an almighty God. He's a great God.
我在中国时候是没有机会认识我主耶稣。
When I was in China, I did not have an opportunity to know this Jesus.
现在我信了我主耶稣。
Now that I believe in Jesus,
我觉得这是神爱我。
I know that this is because our God loves me.
我这样一个有罪的人,
for a person like me, a sinful person,
神都悦纳接纳我做他的儿女。
And our Lord and our God accepted me as his.
做基督徒是一种莫大的福气。
As a Christian, there is a great blessing.
感谢我主阿爸父。
I want to give him thanks, our Heavenly Father.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
I'll summarize for you. Okay. Because I'll be speaking in Chinese. Oh, should it hurt?
Okay, my name is Kathy, and this is my testimony. As a child, I was not born or raised in a Christian family. My life was sheltered from religion, and the closest encounter I had to Christianity was a conversation I had with a friend in third grade. She asked me if I was a Christian, and I was confused by the term, and I asked her what that meant. She was also not too clear, but she told me that Christians celebrate Christmas, and after hearing that, I considered myself as a Christian, but I never thought too much about it. A year later, I moved to Pleasanton, and I met one of my closest friends today, who brought me here to this church, TCBC. My family and I began to attend regularly, and I learned more and more about Christian faith. However, I didn't have an up-to-date relationship with God. I would pray and read the Bible, but I lacked conviction, and therefore stumbled as a Christian, and stopped going to Friday night fellowship as I pushed God away. I felt ashamed for not going to church and critique myself, but I did little to change. Around this time last year, I attended a praise night my friend at a different church invited me to. The message the guest speaker presented was completely breathtaking as he elaborated on God's grace. That night, I truly accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, as I realized that even if I face rejection from the world, God will always look at me the same, and the fact that he has provided so much for me without judging is extremely moving. I accept challenges knowing that God will always be by my side and a witness to the miracles God has performed in my life, from the beauty of the world to the safety of my friends and family. My most vivid encounter with God was last summer on a vacation in China. While in the stone forest swarming with tourists, my brother ran through the crowd onto a bridge. Luckily, two of my friends were able to catch up to him, but by the time the rest of us managed to reach the end of the bridge, the three of them were gone and there was a fork in the road. We split up into three groups, two to search and the last to stay behind, but there was no luck. We asked a nearby tour guide to help, but she told us that nobody could offer us any assistance because of how huge the forest was, and that even the most experienced tour guide could easily get lost if they accidentally took the wrong path. By that time, we were terrified and lacked hope as each one of us began to silently pray to God for help. Rain started to pour down from the sky, creating a gloomy atmosphere as we tried once more to find them. About an hour later, my dad called, saying that he had found them hiding under rock in an isolated area, trying to find shelter from the rain. Although at the time, the rain seemed to be even more of an obstacle to overcome in order to find them, it actually stopped them from continuing on further down the path. Furthermore, the following day, we read in a newspaper that the same day, a family of seven was in the stone forest hiding from the rain when lightning struck. They were all injured, and two of them were killed, showing how blessed we were to find them in time. Today, I see that there was so much more to Christianity than celebrating Christmas. Christianity is more than a religion. It's a loving relationship with God. Through these experiences, I see that God always provides. My eyes have opened as I realize that God has answered my cries in the past, just in not the ways I expected him to. Over the past years, I have spiritually matured and daily grow as a Christian. God's love moves me to serve him, whether it's volunteering around church or singing on Friday nights for the worship team. And just a couple of weeks ago, I went on my first youth retreat where I was granted the opportunity to have an entire weekend dedicated to glorifying and learning more about God. All in all, God has the ability to take my pains away and has completely changed my life. At times, I feel inferior and put myself down, but Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And I find it so encouraging to know that God is looking out for me and has glorious plans in store for me. And because of these plans and through Jesus Christ who gives me strength, I can truly say that I am spiritually minded, and by the mercy of our loving God, I have been granted a spiritual renewal. Thank you.
我的名字是叫Karen，我从小就没有出生在基督教的家庭里，我的生活与宗教是一点都不接近的。我在我三年级的时间，我遇到一个基督徒的朋友，他就问我是不是基督徒，那我就觉得很疑惑，这个词句哈，基督徒。
后来我也不是很清楚，因为他告诉我的朋友告诉我，你庆祝圣诞节的就是基督徒，我就觉得哎，我也是基督徒，就后来就没有多想这个事情。过了一年后，我的家就搬到 Pleasanton 来，我也碰上一个很要好的朋友，他就把我带到这个教会，山谷的教会，我的家人就开始定期的来参加聚会，我在教会里面学习到很多基督教的信仰，而且我开始与神同步，我经常会读经祷告，可是我是一个不冷不热的基督徒，跟神的关系不是那么好，有时候我没有去教会，我就感觉到好像有点惭愧，但是也没有怎么改变。去年的时间我全家我们就去了，我朋友带我邀请我去了一个赞美夜，就是一个另外的教会的，在那个晚上，我透过那个讲员的信息讲到神的恩典，我就接受了主，我非常的感动。我就开始走上要跟神同步的路。在去年暑期的时间，在中国我们全家在那边度假时间，有一个事情发生了以后，让我体验到神，很真实的体验到神的大能和他的恩典。因为我们在一个石头的公园里面就矿，突然间我的小弟弟就跑了很远的地方。我的另外两个朋友就跟着他一起走，但是我们就跟不上，到了那个桥那段时间就不见了他们，就觉得他们是迷路了，我们就赶快就周围的人就问周围的人去怎么样去找他们，他们说都不能找的，因为那个地方太大了，所以我们心里面就很害怕所以我们就不知道怎么办，我们就默默的祷告。透过祷告以后，我们就一直就很一直继续去找他。开始下雨的时间，当在那个时间开始的时候，我的父亲过了一个小时时间，他打电话来给我们说，他找到了我的弟弟，他们躲在那个石头的下面。我一开始先我看到下雨是一个障碍，对我们去找他是一个障碍，其实那个下了雨以后让他们就找个地方去躲避，反而是让他们有安全的方法去躲，就让我爸爸可以就找到他们。透过这个事情以后，我就觉得神的大能的经验我的眼睛就打开了，我就开始在去这一年里面，我就渐渐的在做基督徒的路上面，我渐渐有增长，我开始有成熟的果子。我开始在礼拜五的这个敬拜小组里面有侍奉，而且我刚好我们有一个退休会，我也在退休会里面有很多的服事。在我来看哈，最终的话就是我觉得神是有大能的，神可以挪开我的痛苦，也可以改变我的生命。有时候我觉得我自己很自卑很微小，但是耶利米书那边29:11那边跟我说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是像灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。我觉得神这样子鼓励我，神的能力，神的靠着主耶稣的能力，我觉得我的灵命上面大大的有福性的挑战。
Brian Liu, and this is my testimony. I have always grown up going to church. I knew who God was and how Jesus died on the cross to save us all. I believed everything in the Bible, and I accepted Him as my Savior. However, I never really understood His love for us and what faith means. Church was a fun place for me because I have some very good friends that grew up with me there, but studying the Bible was boring. God never really moved in my life until I went to seventh grade and I moved to the English congregation and youth group. There, the high schoolers really had a passion for God and it began to rub off on me. I started to pay attention to what the pastor was saying and I started doing devotionals and prayed more. There, my spiritual life began to grow. However, after seventh grade, when everything was going perfectly, my parents decided to move to Pleasanton. When they told me this, I was completely against it and tried to do everything I could to stop it. Though we had many heated arguments, they had already made up their mind, and I couldn't stop the inevitable. After we moved to our new house, I was angry at my parents and sad about leaving all my friends. This event was a big obstacle in my spiritual life because I blamed God for all this, and I began to turn away from Him. I thought it was going to be terrible to start again in a new, unfamiliar place. But of course, after the first few weeks, things improved. I made new friends, the church was okay, and this place was pretty nice. However, after I had adjusted, my spiritual life was stagnant. I didn't read the Bible, and I only prayed occasionally. My spiritual life never really started growing again until the spring retreat in my 8th grade, where I realized I had been straying from God, partly because I had drifted from Him after I moved, and also because I didn't really feel at home in TCBC. This retreat helped me to get to know my friends at church a lot better and to relight my spiritual life. Soon, I started reading the Bible more, and I prayed much more often. As I went deeper, I grew stronger in faith and learned how God loves us and why we should put all our trust in Him. At the start of 9th grade, there were many obstacles and distractions, like homework and peers. This time, I was able to get through everything without much difficulty because instead of turning from Him, I prayed to Him and read the Bible. One of the verses I read was Psalm 66:10, "For you, O God, tested us, you refined us like silver." This verse helped me understand that the bad things we have to go through refine us and make us stronger in faith, and that small things that may seem terrible now are for the greater good. Now I know that God created this amazing world and loves us dearly, and that everything that happens is for a purpose. Becoming closer to God has changed my life by the way I view things and how I act and treat others. Now my spiritual life is like a bird.
各位弟兄姐妹好，我的名字是叫 Brian， 我从小已经开始上教会，我知道神是谁，我也知道耶稣为什么死在十字架上，是为了拯救我们。我都相信圣经里所有讲的一切，我也承认他是我的救主，可是我从来没有真正的去了解他对我的爱和信心的意义。教会对我来讲是一个很好玩的地方，在那里我可以有一些很好的朋友在一起长大但是学习圣经对我来讲是很无聊很干燥的。我从来没有真正感觉到神在我的生命中，一直到我上7年级的时间，我就开始参加英语聚会和青少年的团契。在那里的青少年对神的非常热情，开始就他们开始影响我，我开始注意到牧师的信息，开始做灵修而且祷告，我的灵命就开始渐渐的开始成长了。当一切完美的时候，我的父母亲决定要搬家，他们要搬到 Pleasanton 来。他们告诉我的时间，我极力的反对，但是不管我怎么样讲，他们都还是坚定的要搬来Pleasanton。我搬到新的家以后这个新的地方变成是我一个灵命成长的一个障碍，因为我埋怨神为什么把我带到这个地方来。我开始远离神，我想做一个在一个新的陌生的地方重新开始，是一件很可怕的事情。但是过了几个星期以后，好像事情就改变了，有改进，环境改进了，我就开始认识了一些新朋友教会也觉得是还可以了而且这个地方还是蛮漂亮的哈但是很可惜的是说我的灵命是很不景气，我没有读圣经，而且我祷告是不经常祷告，我的灵命没有真正的开始重复恢复增长直到春天，在我8年级的时候，我领悟到我远离了偏离了神，也因为我没有觉得 TCBC 这个教会是我的属灵的家， 但是后来我参加开始参加退休会以后，我开始认识一些教会里的朋友。我再一次燃这个退休会再一次燃烧我的灵命。不久我就开始读圣经，啊，我祷告的次数也开始增加了，我的信心也开始坚固了，并且我学会如何去啊，神怎么样去爱我们，啊，怎么样？为什么我应该完全的信靠他？我在九年级的时候，啊，有很多啊很多干扰或者障碍，比如说家庭啦里面的事情或者我的作业，啊，但是这一次我很容易就度过了一切的困难。因为我没有远离神，我读经和祷告，尤其是诗篇啊66篇啊十节，神啊，你曾试炼我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼金子一样。这一个经句让我领悟到，我们生活经过的困难，神都会在我们旁边来坚固我们的信心。小事情看起来好像是很可怕，但是为了全面的圆满，神会这样子啊，让我们有这样子的操练。现在我知道神创造了这个神奇的世界，神爱很爱我们，一切发生的都是有一个目的的。接近了神，改变了我的生活，对我的事情的看法也改变了，我如何行事和如何对待别人也是改变了。我现在的灵命好像一个鸟一样，向上腾飞。
大家们好。 Okay, so my name is Jeffrey Wang and this is my testimony. From the beginning of my life, or as far back as I can remember, I've been going to church. At an early age, my conception of church was a place where I could see my friends. I viewed church as a social club rather than a place where God is worshipped and glorified. As I lived my life outside of church, I never felt his presence or work in my life, and I was lost just as every other sinner is lost before they find and accept Christ. I called myself a Christian, but I never knew the sacrifice out of love that Jesus had to make so that I might bear it with joy and pride. It was during the transition from 5th to 6th grade that I realized this love that God had for us. That summer, I got the opportunity to go to LA for a conference called PDYM. I was moved by the messages and the words to the unfamiliar songs, but I outlived the high shortly after it was over. Towards the end of summer, I went to summer retreat in 2009. It was there that I received Christ as my personal Lord and Savior for the first time. It was such a joy to know that the greatest being in the universe and beyond loved me. And as Toby said at this retreat, he's the only person that actually loves me to death, literally. Since then, my relationship with him has been growing. The realization of the truth changed the way I live. It changed the way I acted, and it ultimately changed my life. I no longer saw myself as an outcast or a sinner, not belonging anywhere. I now viewed myself as God's masterpiece and creation, someone who is always accepted by him, no matter what I do. I'm the person that was so worth it to him that he would die on the cross for me. In these past few months, I feel that God has had a very strong presence in my life. During small groups, Sunday worship, and praise nights as well, I felt myself moved to tears from the realization of his love for me, again and again, and every time it just keeps getting better and better. I know that even though I follow Christ, I will still fall from God on a day-to-day basis, but I know that he still loves me enough to come pick me back up. In these past few months, God has revealed to me that he has put fellow Christians in my life to help me when I struggle. Before, I thought I was the only one with specific sins, and I was certain that no one would have the same struggles as I did. In one night, I realized that I had several brothers that had the same problems as I did, which gave me reassurance and comfort. I'd like to share a Bible verse, Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, and here it goes. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having hope and eternal life. So it is not in our power to save ourselves. It is by grace and the love of Jesus Christ that saves us from death. We can either reject His gift of grace or we can accept it and live a life of love, only because His life was given for us in such a way. Today, I choose to declare my acceptance of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, so that I may be saved and walk in new life.
弟兄姐妹，好，我的名字是Jeffrey，我这个是我的见证。我从小，我就在我的回忆中，我就开始上教会来的了。年轻的时候，我的构想是教会是一个去看我朋友的地方。我看教会为社会的俱乐部，而不是去崇拜而荣耀神的地方。在我小学生活里面，在教会以外的时候，从来没有想过神。 我从来没有感觉到神在我的生活里，我迷了路了，我就像没有接受基督的罪的一样，我自称是基督徒，但我从来不理解耶稣牺牲的爱，而以耶稣的爱喜悦和骄傲。我在5到6年级的时候，我才领悟到神对我的大爱。 那年夏天，我有个机会去洛杉矶去参加这个 PDYM 的一个会议，我被信息和熟悉的歌词感动了，激起我感情，但很快就消失了。夏季末了，时间我去了2009年的夏天退休会，在那里我第一次接受耶稣基督为我个人的救主，这样子的福分。 接受这样子的福分，我知道在宇宙中最伟大的主对我的爱是那么大，爱我到死。从那个时间开始，我跟神的关系一直成长，真理改变了我的生活，改变了我的行事的方式，最终是改变了我的生命。我不再把自己看成为一个被逐在外面的人和罪人。 不属于任何地方的，我现在把自己看作神的借作和创新品。他总是接受我，无论我做什么。神在神的眼里，我是他的宝贝。他为我死在十字架上。在过去几个月当中，我感觉到神很强力的存在在我的生命中，在小组啦，在主日崇拜，以及在美会的时间，我会被他的爱感动了流泪。 我知道，即使我跟随耶稣，我仍会每天跌倒。但是我知道神仍然会爱我，他会扶起我。在过去几个月，当我在挣扎里面的时间，神把基督徒带到了我的旁边来帮助我。我以前想我是唯一与别人不一样，我有跟别人不一样的罪。但是有一个晚上，我就认得有些。 一些弟兄就跟我一样的，我们就开始觉得我们有同样的问题。这个些朋友就给我了一些信心和安慰。我不念那个提多书3章3到7节很长哈，你们回家看一下哈。但是这个经节让我知道，靠自己的力量我们是不能得救的，唯靠 耶稣基督的爱和恩典，我们才可以从死里复活，从死里得拯救。我们可以拒绝他的恩典，或者我们可以接受他，靠他的生命过一个爱的生活。今天我让大家面前宣告，我选择接受耶稣基督为我的主人，为我的主和救主。 得拯救，而且走上一个新的生命里。谢谢。
那请你们四位啊。 到前面来。